The Baltimore County School Board is about to try again to find a permanent school superintendent. WYPR's John Lee reports that this comes as the interim superintendent, Verlita White, says she still wants the job.
School Board Chairwoman Kathleen Causey says she expects the school board to get briefed on a new superintendent search at its meeting next week on January 22nd.
We have an ad hoc committee that's doing its work, and when it has an opportunity to update the full board, then we'll have an opportunity to update the public after that.
The search for superintendent has gone down a torturous path. Dallas Dance, the former superintendent, resigned suddenly in April of 2017, then pled guilty last March to perjury charges for lying about money he received as a consultant. White took over as interim superintendent, and a majority of the board voted to give her the gig permanently. There was a groundswell of support for her within the school system. But White's opponents objected because of her ties to Dance and took their case to the state school superintendent, who deep-sixed the board's vote, leaving White the interim superintendent. The November election reshuffled the deck. There are 9 new members on the 12-member board, but the 3 members still around from the previous board, including Causey, opposed White's appointment last year. No matter, White says she still wants the permanent appointment. White praises board members as being advocates for public education.
So far, we have really good partnership, and I'm looking forward to it, and I don't see that changing anytime soon.
This comes as White's submitting her proposed budget for the coming school year. A key change is her decision to back off a bit on the STAT program to put computers in the hands of all students. In kindergarten through second grade, there would be a 1 device for 2 children ratio, and elementary school students would switch to less expensive Chromebooks. White says that would save around $15 million over 3 years, which could then be spent on other things. For instance, her budget calls for hiring 87 new special educators.
We're seeing more students who are diagnosed with autism. We have more students diagnosed with developmental delays and more students who are being diagnosed with multiple disabilities.
But there's a political angle here as well. County Executive Johnny Oshefsky has said he wants to look for ways to save money by possibly rolling back the school's technology initiative. And White says she heard it from others as well when she held community meetings throughout the county.
Everybody wanted us to take a look at how we could be, again, preserve our instructional program, but how we could be fiscally responsible and how we can also manage our program.
White has heard frequently that STAT has led to little kids spending too much time in front of screens. She and the school board heard it again earlier this week from Cynthia Boyd with the PTA Council of Baltimore County during a public hearing on the budget.
Overall, we are happy that more thought has been given to developmentally appropriate practices, including decreasing screen time, increasing play, focusing on foundational skills, and creating access to textbooks.
The school board will hold a work session on the budget next week. That's the same meeting where it's expected to get an update on the superintendent search. Chairwoman Causey describes the new board as a dynamic group of professionals with diverse experiences.
It's very exciting, actually, to engage with all the board members as they dive into the work of the school board.
A deep dive of passing a budget while trying to settle the superintendent issue once and for all. I'm John Lee reporting for 88.1 WIPR.
Interim Superintendent White's contract with the county school system ends on June 30th.